Welcome to the Stoic Saga channel. I'm thrilled to welcome you back once again. Today's video is truly special. While you may have come across numerous videos on Stoicism, allow me to assure you that this one stands out exceptionally. It delves into a wealth of ideas and perspectives that are rarely explored elsewhere. Thus, I encourage you to pay close attention, for within these words lie invaluable treasures of wisdom. In fact, I urge you to watch it multiple times, as each viewing can unveil new layers of knowledge and insight. Moreover, we recommend that you take meticulous notes on each principle we discuss. These timeless teachings can serve as the guiding compass that directs you toward a more fulfilling and meaningful life journey. Now, let's embark on an exploration of 50 Stoic principles that promise to reshape your outlook on life. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Take control of your emotions and embark on a journey of self-discovery. Principle 1. Learn to distinguish what you can control. The Stoics, like Epictetus, invite us to delve into deep reflection on the concept of control in our lives. Cognitive science supports this notion by revealing that constant worry about the uncontrollable can lead to high levels of stress and anxiety. Epictetus left us a pearl of wisdom by saying, "Do not expect events to happen as you wish. Accept them as they occur." This implies that instead of fighting against the currents of life, we should accept them and focus on our actions and choices that are within our sphere of influence. Principle 2. Virtue as a guide. The Stoics believed that virtue is the cornerstone of a fulfilling life. Positive psychology supports this idea by pointing out that the pursuit of personal virtues is associated with greater life satisfaction. Seneca leaves us with a profound reflection. The wise man is content with being wise, no more, no less. This statement emphasizes the importance of living an authentic life centered on personal values rather than seeking external approval. Principle 3. The power of self-discipline. Epictetus reminds us that self-discipline is an essential pillar for self-transcendence. Modern psychology supports this idea by demonstrating that self-discipline is linked to success in life. His teaching, "No one is free whose mind is not like a master," urges us to recognize how our impulses and desires can limit our freedom if left unchecked. Self-discipline liberates us from the chains of our momentary appetites and desires. Principle 4. The transience of life. Marcus Aurelius invites us to contemplate the ephemeral nature of existence. The psychology of wisdom supports this perspective by showing that thinking long-term reduces concern for superficial matters and helps us deeply appreciate each moment. As the philosopher Emperor reminded us, everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. This statement urges us to embrace impermanence and live with gratitude for the present. Principle 5. Practice empathy. The Stoics advocated for empathy as a pillar of healthy human relationships. Modern social psychology supports this idea, demonstrating that empathy enhances the quality of our social interactions and our personal satisfaction. Epictetus challenges us to put ourselves in others' shoes, saying, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." By cultivating empathy, we become more understanding individuals, more connected to our environment. Principle 6. Choose your response. Influenced by the Stoics, Viktor Frankl showed that even in adversity, we have the freedom to choose our response. As he said, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response." This principle reminds us that even when circumstances are challenging, our power of choice and how we respond are within our control. Harnessing this power can transform how we experience life. Principle 7. Embrace simplicity. The Stoics, like Seneca, embraced simplicity as a means to inner peace. Research on minimalism suggests that having less can lead to greater happiness and mental clarity. Seneca said, "It's not because things are difficult that we dare not venture. It's because we dare not venture that they are difficult." This urges us to simplify our lives, freeing ourselves from the burden of the superfluous and focusing on the essential. Principle 8. The value of reflection. The introspection promoted by Marcus Aurelius has psychological benefits, such as reducing stress and anxiety. As he said, "Nothing happens to any man that he's not formed by nature to bear." Reflection allows us to better understand our actions, emotions, and thoughts, enabling us to make more informed decisions aligned with our values. Principle 9. Willingness to change. Epictetus teaches us that we should accept what we cannot change and have the courage to change what we can. Positive psychology of change supports this principle. Epictetus said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." By changing our perspective and actions, we can face life with more resilience and control over our circumstances. Principle 10. The importance of the present moment. The Stoics value the present mindfulness. Psychology shows that living in the present moment enhances happiness. As Marcus Aurelius said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one." This principle urges us to appreciate and seize the current moment, recognizing that the past is irreparable and the future is uncertain. Principle 11. Gratitude as a pillar. Gratitude, emphasized by the Stoics, has shown a positive impact on mental and emotional health. Practicing gratitude daily can increase life satisfaction. As Seneca said, "Life is like a loan that we can use for anything, but we must pay it back one day." Recognizing and appreciating what we have leads us towards a fuller life. Principle 12. Embrace vulnerability. Epictetus urges us to accept our vulnerability as human beings. Psychological research shows that self-acceptance reduces anxiety and depression. Epictetus said, "If you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid with regard to external things." By embracing our imperfections and limitations, we find greater inner peace. Principle 13. Community matters. The Stoics value relationships and community. Sociological studies support this idea, showing that strong social connections are related to happiness and longevity. As Seneca said, "No one is the owner of all his wisdom. The wisdom belongs to us all." Collaboration and mutual support in the community can enrich our lives and strengthen our resilience. Principle 14. Moderation in all things. The Stoic principle of moderation aligns with scientific wisdom about balance in life. Psychological research shows that moderation in habits and behaviors is key to mental and physical health. Epictetus advised, "Do not desire what you don't have. Be thankful for what you do have." Maintaining a balance in our actions and desires allows us to live in harmony and avoid harmful extremes. Principle 15. Serenity in adversity. The Stoics promote serenity in the face of adversity. The psychology of resilience emphasizes the importance of this attitude. Marcus Aurelius said, "Adversity is the test of a man. Only when he has been tested in adversity can he know himself." Facing challenges with calmness and determination strengthens us and allows us to grow even in the toughest situations. Principle 16. Simplicity as elegance. Stoic philosophy advocates for simplicity as a source of elegance and clarity. Design psychology supports this notion, showing how a simplified environment and life can enhance creativity and productivity. Epictetus reminded us, things are the way they are, and not the way we should name them. Reducing unnecessary complexity in our lives allows us to focus on what truly matters. Principle 17, strength in adversity. The Stoics, like Seneca, believe that adversity can be an opportunity to strengthen oneself. The psychology of resilience suggests that facing challenges can develop emotional resilience. Seneca said, "Do not complain about your life. If you can improve it, do so. If not, then accept your fate." Learning to face difficulties with determination and courage can lead to significant personal growth. Principle 18, the wisdom of listening. The Stoics value active listening as a way to learn and better understand others. The psychology of communication emphasizes the importance of this skill in improving interpersonal relationships. Epictetus advised, "We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak." Practicing attentive listening fosters empathy and enriches our connections with others. Principle 19, authenticity and honesty. Epictetus and the Stoics emphasize the importance of living an authentic and honest life. The psychology of authenticity shows that being true to oneself is related to personal satisfaction. Epictetus reminded us, "Freedom is the only worthy goal in life. It is won by disregarding things that lie beyond our control. Practicing honesty and authenticity liberates us from the mask of hypocrisy and allows us to live with integrity." Principle 20, mastery of emotions. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, advocated for the mastery of emotions. Emotional psychology supports this idea, highlighting how emotional regulation can improve the quality of life. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Do not let your emotions control you. Change your thoughts and you'll change your emotions." Practicing self-awareness and emotional management helps us make more balanced decisions and face challenges with composure. Principle 21, deferred gratification. The Stoics promoted deferred gratification as a means of self-realization. The psychology of self-discipline shows how delaying reward can increase long-term satisfaction. Epictetus said, "Temptation often comes in the form of an immediate opportunity to satisfy a desire." Practicing patience and self-control allows us to achieve more meaningful and lasting goals. Principle 22, the strength of resilience. Resilience, emphasized by the Stoics, has been extensively studied in positive psychology. Marcus Aurelius advised, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice." Cultivating resilience allows us to face challenges with flexibility and strength. Through adversity, we can grow and thrive, becoming stronger and wiser individuals. Principle 23, continuous self-assessment. The Stoics advocated for continuous self-assessment as a tool for personal growth. The psychology of self-awareness emphasizes the importance of reflecting on our actions and behaviors. Epictetus advised, "Examine your words and deeds, and you will soon see in what direction you are moving." Practicing self-assessment helps us identify areas for improvement and stay on the path of virtue. Principle 24, self-compassion. Self-compassion, promoted by the Stoics, aligns with the psychology of self-compassion. Seneca reminded us, "There is no one more unfortunate than the one who never faces adversity." Practicing self-compassion allows us to treat ourselves with kindness and understanding, especially in challenging times. Principle 25, the importance of continuous education. The constant pursuit of knowledge and wisdom was a fundamental principle of the Stoics. The psychology of lifelong learning suggests that continuous learning enriches our lives. Epictetus advised, learn, teach, if you can. Teach right if you can't. Write, reflect. Staying open to new ideas and experiences enriches us and allows us to grow as individuals. Principle 26, empathy towards others. The Stoics valued empathy towards others as a means to strengthen relationships and community. The psychology of empathy shows how putting ourselves in others' shoes improves the quality of our social interactions. Seneca advised, "Man is sacred to man." Practicing empathy towards others helps us build deeper and more meaningful connections. Principle 27, mental discipline. Cultivating a disciplined mind is a fundamental principle in Stoicism. Cognitive psychology supports the importance of mental self-regulation. Epictetus advised, "You are a slave to what you do not control." Practicing mental discipline allows us to free ourselves from destructive thoughts and negative approaches, leading to a more balanced and mindful life. Principle 28, adversity as a teacher. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, considered adversity as an opportunity for growth and learning. The psychology of post-traumatic growth highlights how overcoming challenges can lead to greater resilience and wisdom. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Adversity is the test of a man. Only when he has been tested in adversity can he know himself." Through difficulties, we can develop and gain a greater understanding of ourselves. Principle 29, conscious decision making. Conscious decision making, emphasized by the Stoics, is essential for a meaningful life. The psychology of decision making highlights how thoughtful choices can lead to more satisfactory outcomes. Epictetus advised, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Practicing conscious decision-making allows us to live in alignment with our values and goals. Principle 30, persistence in virtue. The Stoics regarded persistence in virtue as the key to an ethical and meaningful life. The psychology of morality suggests that living in accordance with our principles leads to greater personal satisfaction. Seneca advised, "Virtue is the only good. Virtue needs nothing else." Practicing persistence in virtue guides us towards an authentic and meaningful life. Principle 31, effective communication. The Stoics recognize the importance of effective communication. The psychology of communication highlights how clarity and empathy in communication can strengthen relationships and prevent misunderstandings. Epictetus advised, "Speak and say what is more beautiful than silence." Practicing mindful and considerate communication can enhance our connections with others and promote more effective communication. Principle 32, detachment from outcomes. Stoicism advocates for detachment from outcomes as a way to reduce anxiety and suffering. The psychology of detachment shows how focusing on the process rather than the results can increase personal satisfaction. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Do not expect the fruits to be more than the labor." Practicing detachment allows us to free ourselves from worrying about what we cannot control and find peace in the action itself. Principle 33, physical self-discipline. The Stoics also emphasized physical self-discipline. The psychology of self-control highlights how maintaining healthy habits can improve the quality of life. Epictetus advised, "The body is the prison of the soul." Practicing physical self-discipline, such as exercise and a balanced diet, allows us to take care of our health and well-being, positively impacting our mind and emotions. Principle 34, integrity in actions. Integrity in actions is a fundamental value in Stoicism. The psychology of morality emphasizes how acting consistently with our values promotes personal satisfaction. Epictetus advised, "A man's life is dyed by the color of his imagination." Practicing integrity in our actions helps us live in accordance with our principles and maintain a positive self-image. Principle 35. Mindfulness in daily routine. The Stoics valued mindfulness in daily activities. The psychology of mindfulness shows how being present in each moment can reduce stress and improve well-being. Epictetus advised, "When you wash your hands, when you have your meals, when you lie down to sleep, be aware of these actions." Practicing mindfulness in our daily routines allows us to find beauty and meaning in the small things in life. Principle 36. Time management. Time management is essential for a productive and meaningful life. The psychology of time highlights how organization and planning can increase efficiency and reduce stress. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Life is wasted by forgetting." Practicing time management allows us to effectively utilize our most valuable resource, time, to achieve our goals and live a more fulfilling life. Principle 37. Generosity and kindness. Generosity and kindness are central values in Stoicism. Positive psychology emphasizes how acts of generosity can increase happiness and well-being. Seneca advised, "Life is like a play. It's not about how long it lasts, but how good it is." Practicing generosity and kindness towards others not only benefits those we help, but also enriches our lives and makes us feel more connected to humanity. Principle 38. Humility and success. The Stoics valued humility even in success. The psychology of success suggests that humility can keep us focused on growth and continuous improvement. Epictetus advised, "Do not be concerned with the things you can't control, but with the way you handle the things you can control." Practicing humility helps us stay centered on our values and avoid arrogance and complacency. Principle 39. Understanding impermanence. The Stoics recognize the impermanence of life. The psychology of wisdom suggests that accepting this truth can lead to a greater appreciation of each moment. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Everything you have is today. What was yesterday's belongs tomorrow, belongs to someone else." Practicing an understanding of impermanence allows us to live with gratitude for the present and face life with serenity. Principle 40. Virtue is the greatest wealth. Stoicism emphasizes that virtue is the greatest wealth one can possess. The psychology of happiness highlights how living in accordance with our values promotes greater life satisfaction. Seneca advised, "True wealth is to not desire more." Practicing virtue as the highest value frees us from the obsessive pursuit of material goods and allows us to find true prosperity in our ethical actions. Principle 41. The value of simplicity in life. The Stoics advocated for simplicity as a way to attain inner peace. The psychology of simplicity highlights how simplifying our lives can reduce stress and increase happiness. Epictetus advised, "Happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one principle. Some things are within our control and some things are not." Practicing simplicity helps us focus on the essential and enjoy a less complicated life. Principle 42. The importance of personal authenticity. Stoicism promotes authenticity as a fundamental virtue. The psychology of authenticity emphasizes how being true to ourselves is related to greater life satisfaction. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Love the life you live. Trust the journey you've been through." Practicing authenticity allows us to live in accordance with our values and beliefs, leading to a more meaningful and significant life. Principle 43. Tolerance for ambiguity. Tolerance for ambiguity is an important skill advocated by Stoicism. The psychology of resilience highlights how being flexible in uncertain situations can increase adaptability. Seneca advised, "The wise man cannot receive anything unless he is prepared to receive it." Practicing tolerance for ambiguity helps us face challenges with serenity and develop our adaptability. Principle 44. Purpose and passion in life. The Stoics valued finding a purpose in life and living passionately. The psychology of personal fulfillment emphasizes how having a sense of purpose can increase life satisfaction. Epictetus advised, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Practicing the pursuit of meaningful purpose and living passionately leads to a richer and more gratifying life. Principle 45. Personal responsibility. Personal responsibility is a key value in Stoicism. The psychology of responsibility emphasizes how taking responsibility for our actions promotes growth and maturity. Marcus Aurelius advised, "If it's endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining." Practicing personal responsibility empowers us to take control of our lives and make informed decisions. Principle 46. The power of positive communication. The Stoics valued positive communication as a way to improve relationships and promote harmony. The psychology of interpersonal communication highlights how positive communication strengthens bonds. Epictetus advised, "If you wish to be loved, love." Practicing positive communication allows us to build healthier and more satisfying relationships. Principle 47. Respectful acceptance of differences. The Stoics advocated for respectful acceptance of differences among individuals. The psychology of diversity emphasizes how tolerance and respect for differences promote peaceful coexistence. Epictetus advised, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." Practicing acceptance of differences helps us build more inclusive societies and relate to others in a more harmonious way. Principle 48. The power of gratitude. Gratitude is a fundamental value in Stoicism. Positive psychology emphasizes how practicing gratitude improves life satisfaction. Marcus Aurelius advised, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive." Practicing gratitude allows us to appreciate what we have and find joy in the little things in life. Principle 49. Patience in the pursuit of knowledge. Patience in the pursuit of knowledge is a value promoted by Stoicism. The psychology of learning highlights how perseverance in acquiring knowledge leads to greater intellectual growth. Seneca advised, "It's not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste much of it." Practicing patience in the pursuit of knowledge allows us to explore ideas and perspectives in depth. Principle 50. Recognition of interdependence. Stoicism acknowledges the interdependence of all human beings. The psychology of community emphasizes how recognizing our connection with others can enhance our relationships and well-being. Epictetus advised, "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will." Practicing recognition of interdependence helps us understand that our actions affect others and urges us to live more consciously and ethically. These Stoic principles are treasures of wisdom that can profoundly transform how we view and live life. By applying these teachings in your daily life, you will be on the path to a more meaningful, balanced, and fulfilling life. Stoic philosophy, supported by modern psychology, offers valuable lessons to attain wisdom and self-transcendence. In the deep corners of history, where great thinkers forged their ideas and philosophers wove the complex fabric of knowledge, we find a timeless gem known as Stoicism. A philosophy that stands as a beacon in the midst of a storm, a guide to navigate life's turbulent waters with grace and serenity. The Stoics, from Seneca to Epictetus and Marcus Aurelius, bequeathed us a legacy of wisdom that transcends centuries and borders. At its core, Stoicism teaches us that true wealth lies in the cultivation of virtue, that suffering can be transformed into strength, and that the key to a fulfilling life lies in recognizing the difference between what we can control and what we cannot. Throughout this journey through the 50 Stoic principles, we've explored together, we've unraveled the secrets of self-discipline, gratitude, empathy, resilience, and humility. We've delved into the depths of human experience and emerged with a clearer understanding of how to live wisely and virtuously. As you carry these principles forward, may they serve as a compass to guide you through life's challenges and triumphs, illuminating your path with the light of timeless wisdom.